I'm Deanna Zachary with Applied Survey Research. We're a nonprofit social research firm in California. We were hired as an evaluator for a project in Connecticut. It's called the Health Equity Alliance Project. The project is began from the Connecticut Association for Directors of Health, and they were really interested in seeing how a local public health department could use better data about the social determinants of health in order to improve health outcomes. Here we go. And I have no relationships to disclose. So the Connecticut Association of Directors of Health, CADH, is the organization in Connecticut that started this work, and back in 2003 they interviewed their local public health directors, and they did a survey actually, and about 75% of the local health directors said that they really wanted to put resources into focusing on the social determinants of health in order to improve health outcomes, but they didn't have very good reliable data to do so. So CADH and NACHO and some other stakeholders in Connecticut worked together to start to launch this Health Equity Alliance project, and the major components of the Health Equity Alliance project is a Health Equity Index, workforce development, and community engagement. And I'll just say a little bit about the Health Equity Alliance or the index, and then I'll talk about it more in a moment. So the Health Equity Index is an index where you look at the social determinants of health and their correlations with health outcomes. And they have data in the index for all 169 towns and cities in Connecticut and all 800 census tracts. Data comes from the census, from the Department of Public Health, all kinds of different data sources. So the goal was to create a health equity index and then share it with the public health departments, and then see help train public health department employees about the social determinants of health and health equity, and then ultimately go out to the community, share data about the social determinants of health in order to begin a conversation in the community about the issues that were impacting the community in terms of the social determinants of health, to help start a conversation that would be a catalyst to community change to improve health outcomes. So those are the three major components of the Health Equity Alliance project. This is just a logic model, which pretty much reiterates what I just said. Turning more to the Health Equity Index, and just to let you know, we didn't evaluate the Health Equity Index, although that's been evaluated like crazy. What we did was focus on how the health departments use the Health Equity Index in their health departments. But in order to understand the project, I want to give you a little introduction to the index. And in terms of my terminology right now, I'm using the words health disparity, health inequity, health equity. And the way I'm using it is a health disparity is something like women have more breast cancer than men. It doesn't have to do with access to resources, whereas a health inequity would be an example. Low-income children have higher asthma rates than children from higher-income families. Won't say a lot about this slide, we'll talk about it more, but the Health Equity Index focuses on the social determinants of health. It expresses a social determinant of health by a single number, and it also expresses health outcomes by a single number. And I'll show you more about that in just a moment. But what the index is able to do is really show comparisons between cities, neighborhoods, towns in Connecticut. So you have some comparisons about their health status and the status of a social determinant of health. Again, data are collected for all 169 towns and cities, 800 census tracts. Each determinant of health is comprised of many different indicators, and there's a statewide reference point that is the basis upon which the indicators and social determinants of health are weighted. The index also has a scale from 1 to 10, with 1 being the worst, 10 being the best, for how your community is doing on a particular social determinant of health or a health outcome. For an example, so these are all the social determinants of health. I think you can see them pretty well, so I won't read them. These are all the social determinants of health that are in the Health Equity Index. And these are all the health outcomes that are also in the Health Equity Index. let you look at that for a moment. And here is an example. So it may be a little bit hard to see here, but if you look at the social determinant of health for economic security, it's made up of several different domains: income, assets, poverty, public assistance, access to capital. Underneath that are 14 different indicators. So median household income, percent of households below poverty, food stamps, mortgages, things like that. And then at the bottom are all the data sources that go into the health equity index. Now, here's drilling down a little deeper. If we look at median household income, for example, that middle box is the Connecticut median household income is over $60,000 a year. Then to the right, you see the cities, Hartford, all these different cities, and what their median household income is. And then below, you see from 1 to 10, what is the median income, what number would it get? If you earn $0 to $12,000, you would get a 1. If you earn $132,000 or more, you would get a 10 on the scale from 1 to 10. Hartford gets a score of 3. Fairfield gets a score of 7. So that just gives you a little more sense about kind of what goes into creating the health equity index. Here you have the city of Hartford. On the left-hand side are the social determinants of health and a score for each one. So in Hartford, civic involvement would be very poor at a score of 1. And then down at the bottom, environmental quality would have a score of 4, a little bit better. Then on the right-hand side, those are all the health outcomes, each of which has a score, in this case, from 1 to 5, infectious diseases being 1, and at the bottom, cancer having a 5. My pretty map didn't come out. Let me explain my pretty map. So what they wanted was the health equity index to be easily seen visually. So what you don't see is a map of Connecticut of all different colors. Well, there it is. The red is 1, where things are not going well. And then the deeper green, well, you don't see any deep green because they're not doing that well. Green is better. The deepest green is a 10. So this just gives you, the idea was that legislators, the public, community members could look at a map and right away have a sense of how their neighborhood is doing on a social determinant of health or a health outcome. This next map, for example, just looks at a piece of demographic information. It's Hartford, the population 18 and under. Deeper blue colors have more people ages 18 and under. So it's just another way to, there's so much in the index, so I just wanted to give you a little highlight about what kinds of data are included. Now, what we did is evaluate in the project. So the project was a 2-year project funded by the Kellogg Foundation, and it was to share with 3 public health departments the health equity index. And those 3 public health departments are Hartford, New Haven, and the town of Groton. So share with them the health equity index, ask their staff to analyze the index, to look at the data for their local communities and their neighborhoods, look at the correlations between the social determinants of health and the health outcomes, train their workforce about the social determinants of health and health equity, and then go out to the community to share some data about the social determinants of health and health outcomes in order to get the community interested in doing some political, social action on that issue. Our evaluation methods were to do an employee survey at the very beginning of the project to see what employees knew about social determinants of health and health equity, and then at the end of the project last spring to come back again and do a post-survey about knowledge increase. Similarly, we did surveys of senior leadership staff who were part of the Health Equity Alliance initiative at each of the 3 health departments, and then we did key informant interviews with all kinds of folks and a lot of secondary data analysis. So those are our methods. Here are our findings. Hard to see here, so I'll summarize a little bit just to give you a sense of the 3 different pilot sites. Groton had a population of over 39,000 people, a staff of 23 to 25. All of the staff were trained in the social determinants of health, and then there was about 7 to 9 people on staff in Groton who were part of the Health Equity Alliance initiative, and they chose 4 neighborhoods to share the data with, from very, very low income to less low income to middle income to very wealthy. They spent nearly 14,000 hours on the project in the course of 2 years. Contrast that with Hartford, a population of 125,000, 300 people in their public health department, because their health department is merged with their social services department. That's why it's so big. 130 of their employees were trained in social determinants of health, and about 7 people from their senior leadership staff were involved in the project. They went out to 2 neighborhoods, and they spent over 9,000 hours on the project in 2 years. New Haven, similar population of Hartford, 125,000, trained about 110 to 120 of their staff, or they have a staff that big, trained about 100 of them. Only 2 or 3 people who were kind of core involved in the project from the health department, and they didn't go to neighborhoods. They really went citywide looking at obesity, tobacco, and public safety issues. They spent about 5,500 hours on the project in the course of 2 years. And just to summarize these a little bit, the sequencing of each pilot site, it was quite different. In Groton, the public health department, they studied the social determinants of health even before the project started, and then they analyzed data from the index and right away went out to 4 communities to share data with the communities. Hartford took a different, they took more time studying the index, and then they launched workforce development curriculum with their employees. The curriculum covered social determinants of health and cultural competency. It was created by the Hispanic Health Council. And New Haven used the same curriculum from the Hispanic Health Council, focusing on social determinants of health and cultural competency. New Haven took a different path. They did some workforce development training at the beginning, just small little kind of lunch and learn sessions. And then at the end of the project, really last spring, they did their big in-depth training of their public health employees. So I'm just kind of summarizing their sequencing. Now here I want to share with you some of the changes that we found in employee knowledge at the public health departments about health equity. So this first chart, this is the employees. We surveyed hundreds of employees at the 3 public health departments. At the beginning is what you see here on the left. About half of the employees said they had agreed that they had a clear understanding of the meaning of the term health inequity. At the end of the project, 2 years later, 87% said they had a clear understanding of health inequity, so showing a self-reported gain in knowledge from the employees. This next one is contrasting untrained employees with trained employees. And the question was, do you have a clear understanding of the meaning of the social determinants of health? The untrained employees, a little over half, had a clear understanding, but the trained employees, 92%, had a clear understanding of the meaning of the social determinants of health. So this next one was, are you familiar with the major health inequities affecting residents in the community that you serve? On the left are the untrained employees. Less than half said, yes, I agree. I understand the major health inequities affecting my community. And trained employees, 89%, said that they understood health inequities in their region. So this next section I want to talk about is community engagement. What happened in terms of going out to the community and sharing data with the community? So we asked the leadership of the 3 different public health departments, are you more active in your community because of this Health Equity Alliance project? And 79% said, yes, we're somewhat or a lot more active in our community because of the project. The next slide is, are you communicating more with your community about the social determinants of health? And 71% said, yes, somewhat or a lot more communication with the broader community about the social determinants of health. We also looked, the project wanted to, it had very broad, big vision. Can we contribute to a collective social justice movement focused on health equity and the social determinants of health through this project? So we asked folks, we asked employees and the leadership staff of the public health departments, did this project contribute to a collective social justice movement based on the social determinants of health and health equity? And nearly 80% said yes, somewhat or a lot. just to summarize, want to talk a little bit here about the Health Equity Index. So what did they do with the Health Equity Index? Here you have three public health departments. They have this Health Equity Index with all kinds of data. What did they do with it? So the respondents, all the folks we talked to, reported what they did with it. It helped to highlight inequities in the neighborhoods, in the cities, and the towns in which they lived. It stimulated internal data discussions in the public health department, encouraged the use of more data in the public health department, helped them to think about how they were collecting data and managing data. They wrote reports, briefing papers. It stimulated neighborhood discussions. They had far more conversations with elected leaders. Each of the sites talked to their mayors, talked to their city council members, their aldermen, and even in some cases trained municipal employees from agencies other than the health department. And then they wrote and received grants, some in several million. For example, Hartford got several million for teen pregnancy prevention and several million for lead. And then a community transformation grant. They used data in order to get one of those. Some issues that people had about the Health Equity Index was it was hard to get the public health department or some of the data sources to share data with the creators of the index because of privacy issues. So that was a lengthy process. And when we talked to respondents from the three public health departments, they said the index is great, but it's probably better for the public health department staff, excellent for the epidemiologists, but for community members, it needs to be more user-friendly. The website needs to be more user-friendly in order for just your average person on the street to be able to go in there and look at the social determinants of health and how they're related to health outcomes. In terms of workforce development, as I've already said, statistically significant increases in employee self-reported knowledge about social determinants of health and health inequities in their community. Also, they reported having more comfort talking about discrimination based on gender, race, and class with their clients from after the project, and then significant differences between trained and untrained employees in all the kinds of issues of knowledge about social determinants of health. Recommendations really to start workforce development early in the two-year process. We saw that it was very helpful when folks did in-depth workforce development training at the very beginning of the project before they involved themselves in community engagement. Community engagement, again, the respondents reported more involvement in communities, more sharing of information about social determinants of health, and more community knowledge of social determinants of health. But they had hoped that the communities would really start with political action, but it was just a two-year project, not enough time to really begin. They started community conversations, but it has not yet gotten to the point where the communities are really active. But, each of the three health departments is continuing with the Health Equity Alliance project, even though the funding is ended. So we don't yet know how it will fully blossom in the communities and in the neighborhoods. Recommendations to go back in and evaluate again in a year and see what changes there are in the community. As I've said, respondents said they engaged more with public policy makers about the social determinants of health, talking to mayors, city council people, state legislators, and that it contributed to a statewide conversation about a collective social justice movement. Our findings from ASR in looking at the whole project, we saw that there were several things that were really important to the success of the project in the health departments. A health director who was committed to the project provided advice to the staff members, encouraged workforce development training, was a public advocate in the community with elected leaders around the issues of social determinants of health. The second bullet point, a health department staff that was committed to health equity and senior leadership being involved in the project, that it had a history in the public health department and bought into the project, and then widespread workforce development training on health equity. That's it. Thank you very much.